Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Washington Weekly Podcast on the UBS In The Now podcast channel. Joining me for the conversation today, glad to welcome back Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. Shane, as always, great to be with you. Thank you for dropping by on this Wednesday morning to spend some time with our listeners and their clients.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you having me join you this morning.
So, Shane, it's, of course, very timely that you're joining us on this Wednesday morning as we've been keeping our listeners informed over the past few weeks of a potential shutdown of the U.S. government that did indeed take effect as of midnight. Now, here we are recording on Wednesday morning, October 1st. Can you break down for our listeners the scope of impact of this U.S. government shutdown and perhaps what are the potential next steps for negotiations? Where do we go from here?
That's right. You know, the shutdown has begun and some of this is still fluid. You know, I think what we're generally seeing is that, you know, the Trump administration has some flexibilities here, right? So they'll keep, you know, Social Security and checks will go out. Medicare will continue. I think the administration will also still keep open, you know, veterans programs. As well as air traffic control, so travel should not be interrupted. However, I think you're going to start to see some furloughs in things like national parks and things of that nature. So, you know, I think the immediate impact will be somewhat acute. But however, as time stretches on, you know, more things may pan out. You know, and a big example there would be, you know, service members and public employees, federal employees will get paid today and tomorrow. However, their next paycheck, which is in 2 weeks, will not come if the shutdown continues. And so that's where I think you might start seeing the bigger disruption. And, you know, there so but that leads to the question of will this be solved by that point? I think, you know, there is no pathway at this moment for the government shutdown to be concluded and have a reopening of the government operations. I think what will happen is that over, you know, the next few days, and keep in mind tomorrow's Yom Kippur, so senators will probably go home to celebrate with their Jewish communities. And, you know, they'll come back probably, you know, over the weekend or on Monday. And I think that's when you'll see serious negotiations to try and find a way out. I envision that, you know, you hear Democrats talking a lot about health care. So I think that there'll be some concessions on health care eventually by Republicans. You know, I don't think that Democrats will get everything that they're asking for. You know, I don't see Republicans reversing course on their changes to Medicaid from the One Big Beautiful Bill. But I think they are open, or I should say many, not all Republicans are open to something on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. So I think there is a pathway forward for this to be resolved. It just may take some time. Additionally, Republicans, their position is that they will negotiate those things after the government is reopened. So I think what you'll have to see is maybe a framework in place, and then they'll reopen the government. And that reopening will probably be for, you know, 6 to 7 weeks to mid-November. And by that deadline is where we see the actual agreement put in place. So very fluid, but that's kind of my sense of how I think things will play out. But, you know, I think it's day to day here, you know, as lawmakers kind of start to have these private conversations behind the scenes to figure out a path forward.
Well, Shane, that was a great breakdown, very helpful clarity with respect to the scope of impact at the moment and some indication perhaps as to how these negotiations, next steps will play out in the days ahead. We'll continue, of course, to keep a close eye on this. Before we close out, this was interesting. We did see yesterday at the White House in the Oval Office, there was an announcement made by President Trump, officials within Health and Human Services, including Secretary Kennedy. So what exactly did we hear? This partnership with the private sector seemed interesting. What can you share with us?
Yeah, this was a deal with Pfizer, and Pfizer was the only company that has made this deal which also leads to, I think you'll see the Trump administration make deals with other pharmaceutical companies in the coming days and weeks. You know, I think this caught some of the other pharmaceutical companies off guard, and they will be quick to, you know, try and follow suit. What the deal is that, you know, Pfizer and other pharmaceuticals were being put under pressure to do something on drug prices. And further, you know, the Trump administration had been ratcheting up the pressure and most recently was talking about higher tariffs. So the deal took off tariffs for Pfizer for 3 years in exchange. They will be giving some lower prices on certain drugs to Medicaid. And I think that's important to note that this deal is for Medicaid only, not Medicare or the private insurance market. And, you know, keep in mind, Medicaid is, you know, a very big program. However, it is much smaller compared to Medicare and the private market. And it's a smaller universe. So this is, you know, a limited impact, but, you know, a very encouraging start to lower some drug prices, especially as Medicaid covers, you know, lower income population and some people who are underage and some of the people who are on, have disabilities. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how other companies follow up on some of their drug offerings to Medicaid and possibly Medicare. And so that could all, not only present savings to Americans, but also savings to these programs that, you know, are a big chunk of the federal budget. So very interesting storyline to follow. And, you know, I don't think this is a rifle shot. I think this is the beginning of more to come. So definitely worth following.
Some very interesting developments. Thank you for explaining that, Shane. And to your point, we will see whether other companies follow suit, and we see other examples of what we saw yesterday with Pfizer. So, Shane, thank you very much. Again, very timely commentary given the government shutdown. Thank you for dropping by on this Wednesday morning to keep our listeners, our clients informed. And as always, do look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Shane. And again, today we have been joined by Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. And I like to point out, as always, to you, our listeners, and especially our clients of UBS, you can now locate the latest edition of the Washington Weekly publication located up on ubs.com/Washington Weekly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA SIPC.